welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 154. What we are reading. I am Chris Mosby.
I am Caleb Gerard.
I am Murray Fox.
Murray Fox of the Panzerotti loving Murray Foxes?
Yes.
Yes, we were talking in the pre-show of some kind. It's a pizza-like substance that's folded, apparently, that Murray told us about that he had for lunch, and neither one of us had heard from it, so we're trying to figure out if it's a Canadian thing or not.
No, it can't be.
Okay, well, I think
calzone. I don't know why they call the Panzerotti. Calzones are something similar? Different?
Yeah.
I don't know how they're different. I could Google it, but...
Okay, that's fine.
No, it is exactly a calzone. I am looking at a picture of a Panzerotti, and there is no difference. They are a savory-filled pastry, various forms of which are popular in Italy, Canada, and, to put fingers squarely at us, the United States.
Huh, I just never heard it called that. Wow. So...
Oh, it's deep fried.
Oh, there you go. It's a deep fried calzone. Okay, I got it.
Is that right, Murray? Are they deep fried?
I don't think mine was.
Okay.
Pretty sure it was baked.
Well, as we continue on Foodcast.
Damn you, Google, letting me down once again.
I guess that maybe would be the difference, but I don't think mine was fried.
Well, I'm sure
that'll be good, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does sound good.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah, you got me hungry, man. I have to go.
They are small versions of the calzone or closed pizza. They're produced with a softer dough.
Man, sounds tasty.
I was fascinated by these cultural and culinary differences.
Yes, it is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, what we're reading, the topic of the... not what we are eating, which that's what Caleb thought we were talking about.
Yeah,
but, you know, hence the interest, I think. But we're going to go over... we haven't done this in a while. We're going to go over the things that we've been reading and enjoying, or maybe not enjoying. Maybe try to keep it a little positive if we can. I know we've kind of been down on the new 52, but...
On that point, Future's End has actually been very good. So
yes, I have enjoyed that. That was one of the things I was going to say.
I have been reading Future's End and very much appreciating the art and the dialogue and the character interaction.
Well, tell us all about that, Caleb, since you started off there.
Okay.
We can agree or disagree, which I don't think Murray's actually reading that. Are you, Murray?
I'm only reading what mysteriously shows up in my Dropbox or something.
Oh, gotcha.
So I've only read to issue 7, hint.
Oh, God.
We might be able to help you out with that.
That'd
be awesome.
Get you a pony next time too, Murray. Okay?
Yeah, I'm actually liking it too. I don't know. I'd have to go through and read them all at once to see if there's anything hidden there that I'm missing. But I think it's, you know, this is going to be a year thing. I think it's way too early to get too many. Think too much into it, but
yeah. But if we compare it to some of their other weeklies, I mean, and we can, you know, for all its you know, lofty position in the world of the pantheon of comic book series, 52 did not start off as strong as this is starting off, at least for me.
Wow, let me think about that.
No, I haven't read 52 since it came out.
I've got the first trade in all the issues, but I haven't read it in a long time either.
But it was easy to judge things like Countdown was easy to judge from the get-go that it was going to be.
Oh, good God, yes.
Questionable.
Trinity was... I liked it, but I wouldn't know if I want to go through and read it all again. Because that was like, what was the point? But it was just a weekly comic that had nothing to do with anything.
Right. This will be impactful, apparently, and
I would think so.
And it will have various spin-out series, and it will. I think that it will. It will actually set a new status quo when it's all said and done. Uh-huh. Obviously, a lot of it's going to be reset to start again, like it always is at the end of these series. But we're getting reintroduced to Grifter. We're getting reintroduced to the whole Wildstorm set of characters.
Yeah.
I think probably for the first time since the New 52 started, Hawkman is actually an interesting character.
Yes, I must agree.
But it's still 5 years in the future, so he's
yeah.
still 5 years away from being interesting.
Right. Let's see.
I like, I'm, not as big a fan of it, of the character as you, but I like the reintroduction of Terry McGinnis into the mainstream DC universe.
Yeah, I love that. That's one of the things, we'll bring that up here in a minute. Batman Beyond digitals that they've got out are, well, there's a Justice League Beyond and Batman Beyond 2.0, quote unquote, because they restarted them. I really enjoy those, but we can talk about that in a minute.
Sure. And I said this before in one of the other podcasts, is that the pacing is right. If this were dragged out, Forever Evil was dragged out, or what's going on over at Marvel right now, the original Sin one.
It's like everything and their brother's got that on it.
It's taking too long. I'm impatient. I want my answers now.
Well, yeah, see, this... That the Forever Evil seemed like it went on like 2 years, almost. and it was only, what, 7 or 8 months? Well, it had like at least a month, maybe 2 months delay there at the end.
It was about 9 months, I'll call.
Yeah.
You could have had a baby in that period of time. Not us, but...
But yeah, I have, I'm really liking it too. It's kind of sad though that a quote unquote possible future set in the 5 years in the future is more interesting than a majority of the stuff that they're putting out, at least from my point of view. Which kind of tells you a little bit. Though, Batman Eternal, speaking of the weekly series, Batman Eternal I'm not near as fond of. It, I don't know if you guys are reading it, but it seems like it's jumping around quite a bit, and it's hard to piece together. Majority of the time I read an issue, it's like it's a whole new issue, and I'm like, what happened? I have to go back every once in a while and read what's going on, but in this Futures End, it's not so much. It seems like it's put together a lot better.
Batman Eternal needs a caption, needs up till now Captain.
Yeah, Bond. It does. It's really, and they keep throwing more and more characters in it. It's hard to keep track of them all.
Yeah, and if they just focus on the James Gordon story, I would be, or the Jim Gordon story, excuse me, I would be really happy.
You got 1 minute you're doing the Jim Gordon thing, and the next you're over in Arkham Asylum, who's apparently had some kind of magic invasion. And with the Spectre over there, I'm like, what the hell does that have to do with the other? It didn't make much sense to me. Probably the two series I've enjoyed the most, though, is the Batman Beyond 2.0 and the Justice League Beyond, yeah. Issue number 25 of Batman Beyond 2.0, it's like they're going to bring back the Phantasm character. And if you remember the, from Mask of the Phantasm animated movie.
Oh, no kidding. That's
They just started that story arc. They just ended a crossover with Justice League Beyond, which is still pretty good. And they just finished that arc in there as well. Is I don't know if you remember the Justice League Unlimited cartoon where the Justice Lords came from the other Earth, and on that Earth Superman had killed President Luthor, and they basically took over the world, and then they somehow come over to our side. You ever seen that one? Honestly, you should.
It's called, I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, it was a two-part episode. And it's basically, you know, parallel world things, and they were all kind of sort of evil versions. They were like, you know, if Superman would kill, then this is what it would look like. You know, there was an event that had happened, and if I'm not mistaken, it was the death of the Flash by one of the villains that put Superman over the edge. And they all just decided the whole world would be better off if we ran it. And they called themselves the Justice Lords after that. And I can't remember how they ended up finding our universe, but they started it out. They come over to our side, and Doomsday is running around. You know, and it's like, oh crap, it's Doomsday. And Superman just heat visions it right in the head and gives it a lobotomy. And boom, over.
I'd rather have a bottle.
So, I mean, it was a great episode. And what they did was, what happened after kind of thing. And it's been going back and forth. So, you know, Terry is Batman was going in trying to, you know, stop them. And, you know, you find out that Wonder Woman stayed over there at one point. After getting involved with the Bruce Wayne of that universe and all kinds of stuff, and it was really good arc, but they just ended both of those, so good jumping on point for Batman Beyond 2.0 at least. Let's see.
Murray, are you reading anything, Murray?
Yeah, I was about to ask Murray, it's your turn.
What am I reading? I am reading less and less, but I am reading Infinity Man and the Forever People.
Yeah, I've read that. It's not bad.
I love the first issue. Second issue was not Giffen. I mean,
That it was Todd Grumman.
And I mean, he's. I like Tom Grumman too. I like Tom Grumman on Superboy. I like him on Teen Titans. I like him on that Marvel book he did. But I'm not sure I love him on.
Yeah, it was only 19 pages.
People.
Anyway, yeah, I was interrupting you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was a bit of a letdown, but I'm sticking with it. It's not quite as whacked out, crazy as OMAC was, but I think they'll get there. I hope they get there.
It's pretty close.
I hope they get there.
They better not take too long, though, because
I know, it's a book with a short shelf life, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Yeah, I'm sure it's just a placeholder.
Well, I don't know, they've got all kinds of New God stuff popping up on the fringes, and I think they got characters.
A New God's book coming up.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw something about it in New Solicits.
I think there's going to be like a Green Lantern, New Gods crossover type thing.
Yes, that's exactly right. There is. That's what I read.
So they're slowly coming back. So I think they just got to hang on until, I don't know. They've definitely got plans. But either way, whether they have plans for the New Gods or not, I like the series, the two issues that I've seen.
Yeah.
I'll like more when Giffen is back on art.
Yeah, well. Depends on if that ever happens. You never know.
I think it will. I mean, he's super busy right now, I guess, or maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, keeping DC afloat, I bet.
I don't know why he wasn't on the book, but I'm enjoying that one.
Mm-hmm.
What else am I reading? I plunked down some money for all of the Ms. Marvel series so far.
Wow.
So hey. I read the first six issues, and it's good.
Yes.
It is like...
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what I want in a series. It's perfect. Like, the artwork is beautiful. When they have a guest artist, it's still beautiful. It's character-centered, and we get to see, like, a ton of Kamala Khan's life and very little of her Ms. Marvel life. It's really, really good. And the villain is like some whacked out Chicken Man, which is
the inventor.
Yeah, which is always LaPlace.
That's interesting.
So it's a good series. Like it deserves all the little recommendations it's getting. I really liked it.
I like the fact that yes, there. You know, I remember that when it was being promoted initially, they were talking about, oh, it's a, you know, it's a Muslim character, and you know, wow, kudos to Marvel on that.
I'm sure Fox News had a whole episode
devoted to it. I mean, it's just like when they have like a gay character or a black character. It's like, okay, they happen to be black or they happen to be gay, but that is not what is making the book worth buying. It's just well written. Who is this woman who's writing? I can't remember her name now, but
G. Willow Wilson.
Yes, thank you. Really incredible use of the making New Jersey or the Jersey Shore a character in the book as well is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's true.
And all, you know, and sort of it's got almost this, you know, the early Spider-Man vibe when he was in high school and having to deal with all the high school garbage.
Oh yeah.
And have you read the one with Wolf, the latest?
Yes. Yeah. I did. I picked it up this week. I like it. It's a good teen book. I love the teen books.
Mm-hmm.
I love all that coming of age stuff, and you're right. Like the her background is just part of the background. It all kind of makes sense. Her parents sound like real parents with their own particular point of view, and her church or whatever. I guess not a church. Well, I mean, whatever. I haven't paid. It's whatever. Her religion, her belief system there is it's just part of the book, and it's good. It's so good.
I love the scene when she was meeting with the Sheikh in this last issue. She's all terrified that he's going to lecture her and tell her she's going to hell and all that stuff. And I was like, I've been doing this for so long. You know, I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, I love that it was very realistic. Be good, but be the best good that you can be, and try to be honest while you're still doing it.
Yeah. I'm going to be sharing this with my older daughter. I tried to share the Captain Marvel stuff with her, but for some reason it didn't click with her. Maybe this will.
Yeah, it might.
That sounds like a good one to show, to share.
Yes. And I hope that, you know, they've got her on the fringes of the Marvel Universe with this whole Inhumans thing that's going on, and I hope they keep her kind of on the sidelines and don't, you know, suck her into the Xavier School or, you know, the new Warriors or any of that stuff just, you know, anytime soon. Maybe eventually, maybe just a sales boost or something like that, but... I hope they don't have to go there too soon.
Uh-huh.
And this obligatory Wolverine appearance is great.
I know, but it's so good. They make it good. You know what? Wolverine, for all of his oversaturation, he often is a good partner for characters. Like he works well with, you know, like he made a good partner for Kitty Pryde and for that.
Don't forget Power Pack.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Like he's a good foil for any of the characters, right? So it's
yeah, I could see that.
It's good to play him or play them against him and see how they mix.
Until he dies, at least.
Well, they got another issue or two of him, I think.
Yeah. Well, let's see.
He'll stay dead for a few minutes.
Yeah.
But
I'm sorry.
Murray, if you're only going to read, you know, a dozen books a month, good on you for keeping this list.
I've cut mine down too, I think. Well, I'm starting to. But I have been I read the last issue of Harbinger, and that was awesome. Dice Start did a good job. And then at the end of it, they call it Act 1, and it's like a whole new series is coming out in October. I forget the name of it. What's the name of it?
It's Harbinger something, yeah.
Yeah. Harbinger, blah, blah, blah. Hold on, I'm getting there. Barry Kitson in there. That was good to see. Some background stories at the end. Some exercise issue. Could have done with Alec with a couple of them. Where is it? Damn it.
I'm really interested in what Valiant's going to be doing here. They're basically rebooting their whole line again. Harbinger's ending. Archer and Armstrong is ending. Quantum and Woody
is ending. Harbinger Omegas. That's what it is. Yeah. I don't know. And then you got the Armor Wars was going on. I've been reading that. That's been okay. It's been pretty good. The main series better than the tie-in, quote-unquote tie-ins. But,
I'm going to miss Archer and Armstrong. Van Lente cannot do wrong in my book, so...
Yeah, I kind of got off of that for a bit. I think I need some catch-up. But have you heard that they're working on a movie? Archer and Armstrong.
Yeah, I heard it was being optioned. I don't know if it's...
I'm pretty sure it's official now.
Mm-hmm. I'd buy that for a dollar.
Yeah, I bet you would.
I would like to see a movie theater where the movies are a dollar.
Yes. We used to have one. Back in the day. Let's see. News from Archer and Armstrong. Yes, it is in... On July 15th on Newsarama, Archer and Armstrong movie in development.
Well, everything's in development.
Press release. Yeah, blah, 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 yeah. Revealed exclusively at the Hollywood Reporter.
But when they start casting.
Yeah, true.
Then you can...
They've got writers, though.
Did either of you pick up Grayson?
Yes, I did. What did you think of it?
I thought it was a really good start. I
think so too.
I think that it proves the point that Nightwing was just a costume, and that Dick Grayson is what made such a lovable or well loved character.
Absolutely.
It wasn't the mask and the high collar. It was the guy, the way the character was written.
Yeah, and I listened to a DC Noise episode. I don't know how long it was. It was when the new Futures End number zero had just come out, and they had Tom King on, and he's a big fan of Nightwing, and they plan on using everything from his past in this book. So I was, you know, kind of wondering about that at first. Well, I know Tim Seeley's a good, and you know, like to Tom King, I didn't really know him that much, and I did some research on him. But I forgot Midnighter was in there. I was just looking through the episode.
Tom King is actually a former CIA guy, right?
Yes, he is.
Yep.
But they're really looking forward to do it. He's really excited about doing the series, so. Too.
I enjoyed it. It was a little convoluted, but I think that's okay.
It is a little convoluted. I agree.
But I think that's okay if it's, you know, in the same way that like the Bourne books are a little convoluted. Mm-hmm.
I don't see this sticking though for very long. Because there's been still rumors that Nightwing's going to be in the new Dawn of, you know, Superman versus Batman, Dawn of Justice, or whatever they're calling it this week.
DC doesn't seem to really care. Well, I take that back. They didn't up till recently seem to care much about keeping the continuity between their other media versions.
And I read a thing somewhere looking through my feeds that John said specifically. That they are going to keep the comics and the movie universe separate. So,
well, as he is one of the co-writers on the Flash series, which if you get a chance, check out the pilot.
Yes, I do have it downloaded. I read also that they said the Flash TV show is going to be very true to form.
Yeah, it's It's got all the same. It's got all the same story beats that he did when he rebooted Barry Allen.
Cool, cool, awesome. I saw Professor Zoom in the ads for it.
Iris Quest is black.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
And hot.
Well, yeah, there is that. But I mean, you know, whatever. That's there really isn't anything wrong with that.
So, Murray, you want fun comic books. I've got two suggestions for you if you're not already reading them. One is the all-new Ghost Rider.
Really? Okay.
Or not, yes. It is well-written. It's got the same vibe as Ms. Marvel does. And the other one is one that Scotty Young just did, which was the Rocket Raccoon.
Oh, Rocket Raccoon. I thought about picking that up, and I didn't grab it.
Do.
But I bet I would like it.
You will. It is fun. It's Scotty Young. I mean, so you can't necessarily. I mean, I'm sure you could go wrong with something by Scotty Young, but Scotty Young with a furry animal character. No, that's
bad.
You got 1 + 1 does in fact equal 2 here.
Let's see.
East of West? Anyone else reading East of West?
I got a volume of that when it was on sale and loved it. And I don't want to get it monthly. I want to get it in trades. So I've read some issues past that. But yeah, that's really something.
How far into it are they now? I haven't picked it up.
The last one I downloaded was 12.
Is it only 12? Okay, for some reason I thought it was up to... No, it's up to 13, actually.
Yeah, it might be. I stopped. I had it on my subscription list, but I stopped for a bit trying to cut down on some of the ones that come in. Let's see.
That and Saga are not that deep in, and if people have not been reading them, it doesn't take much to catch up on either one.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, East of West requires extreme focus. Do not let yourself get distracted while reading it, or you
yeah won't. That and maybe a little bit of knowledge of history, I would imagine, at least to get into it.
There's it helps, it gives it sort of an Easter egg feel, but I think that at the same time it has its own mythology, so
I'm in a kick right now of either reading older stuff or things that I usually wouldn't read, and you talked about that a lot. So when they had it on that first volume on sale, I was like, whoa, this is cool, and I got hooked on it.
Yeah.
Murray, go ahead.
Murray, you should give it a shot, Murray. I think if you haven't, it's...
Maybe, but it's Hickman.
I know it's Hickman. I grant you that, but it's Hickman doing what... It's Hickman doing what Hickman should be doing. He should not be doing Avengers. He should be doing these kinds of... You know, esoteric, historical, pieces. So.
There was something else of his I read that I really liked that was like that. I can't think of what it was.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever read anything by Hickman that has blown me away.
Well, at first, that when he took, when they did the Marvel Now thing, started that. At first it was good, but then it just got too weird. I got bored of it, but that...
Nope, even his independent stuff. Like, I've tried his Red Moon at Rocket Rising or whatever it was called.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I've tried a lot of his... They just, they don't grab me. His style of writing just isn't... For me, I don't think. So unless East of West is radically different than the way he normally writes his books.
He's got that same dialogue quirk going on in this one. So you may... maybe I take it back. It's perhaps it would irritate you because he does the same... He has the same quirkiness here where it's... I can't put it into words right now. But yeah, if you're reading it out loud, it sounds fine. But reading it in your head, it's hard to... It's hard to follow at times.
I don't know. I just find his books very cold, very clinical, very...
Yeah, I could see that.
This one, it's cold and clinical at points, but it's because of the characters that are being cold and clinical. They are cold and clinical characters. There's other ones who are not. Like the president of the United States in this one is the not cold and calculating character. He's the funny guy who just sighs and sits back and goes, "I can't believe this shit is going on."
I remember that.
If you read Hickman, actually, I like how he writes like Tony Stark. That is who.
Okay. Yeah. I could see that.
But when he writes like Captain America, it's very, you're right, cold and clinical and irritating. But his Hawkeye and his Tony Stark are really well done. Anyhow, maybe you wouldn't like it, but I enjoy it. I like the art. I like the characters. I'm in it for the long haul, and proving once again that Image has refound its place in the universe. To me.
Okay, I got one for you, which I'm behind on. But have you, Caleb? Have you looked at the Magnus Robot Fighter?
Of course,
Dynamite.
It's Van Ryn.
I thought so. What did you? Because I got the first issue free. They had that 20 days of summer reading a while back, and I picked it up then, and I liked it enough. I've bought two more issues after that, but it's like a $4 book, so I'm kind of waiting until it goes down before I buy another one.
I'll get the trades. It's Dynamite has been hit and miss with me, and
yeah.
This one's fun. This one's good. I'm enjoying it. I don't have any vested interest in the character prior to this series, so I don't have any. I'm not going to have any preconceptions. Which
I used to have some of those Gold Key comics. That and Dr. Solar. I even read a couple of those Dr. Solar ones, and it was pretty good too. But yeah, it's. I've read a lot. I tried the last one that they tried to do was Jim Shooter, and one issue each, and I was done. But this is probably the best reincarnation of that character that I've seen so far, in a long time.
Yeah, I mean it's got some familiar story beats, like the, you know, the guy being pulled out of his virtual world into the real world, and even still wanting to get back to the virtual world, kind of like I don't remember the character's name in The Matrix, but the one who wanted to go back.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know what? This may be the real world, but I prefer the virtual one better. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's good. I'm not. I hate to say it, but the art pulls me out of it sometimes because it's not always good. But
I could see that.
The dialogue is strong, and it's not. You know, when he does Archer and Armstrong, or when he was doing even G.I. Joe, he seemed to be throwing in a lot of the funny. But this one, he's pulled back on it. He's got a couple of characters that do that, but for the most part, everyone's playing straight. Kind of like when he was doing Hulk with Greg Pak, he had a couple of goofy characters. Amadeus Cho was occasionally a smartass, but for the most part, everyone else was playing it straight.
Right.
See, I am a Van Lente fan. Yeah, I'm even pulling out Amadeus Cho.
Yeah, I'd forgotten. I figured you would do it. How about that new Iron Fist book?
I'm going to drop it. I'm done.
Yeah, the first three are really good. This last one I read, it was, it's like, what the hell's going on?
One of the characters in there mentioned in the latest issue that he was supposed to be funny and quirky, and he has not been. The character has been anything but funny and quirky for four issues, and it's been all very dark and very.
Oh yeah, big time.
People getting their heads blowed off and stuff, and I like Cary Andrews. I think he's a good guy, but he should not be writing. He should be drawing or inking.
I'm still surprised that they did that.
I wish the book luck, but it is not going to have me on board.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm not going to stick long on it, even though it's one of my favorite Marvel characters.
I did some culling this month. I called out that. I called out Swamp Thing. Wolverine's gone. A couple others are going to be off my list.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Wolverine's going to have a big thing coming up, I just...
Not gonna stick along, stick around for that.
I'll read about it on Newsarama.
Yeah. Okay, your turn again, Murray.
Alrighty, I'm still sticking with She-Hulk at the moment.
Okay.
And I'm enjoying it. Now, the last two issues, I'm hoping, have been done by a guest artist. Because the art is not to my taste.
Okay.
But the story's still pretty cool. I've enjoyed, like, the first four issues were all by Charles Soule and Javier Pulido. And they were great. They were, like, for the most part, single-issue stories. Although I think the one, there was, like, a Doctor Doom two-parter, sort of.
Oh, Doctor Doom's kid?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
His kid comes to She-Hulk and asks She-Hulk to represent him, and he wants to be a refugee from Latveria and stay in the United States, and she agrees to take his case, and mayhem ensues.
I imagine so, yeah.
Well, Dr. Doom doesn't like to give things up without a...
No, he's not a very giving person at all, is he?
No. That last issue... That Jennifer Walters has always been a gorgeous character, and she was butt ugly in this issue.
They were all ugly. I couldn't. She was, and he was. The artist was drawing her kind of all hulked out.
Yes.
Like she was regular green normal, and then she would hulk out instead of. I mean, when she's green, she's hulked out. She doesn't need to be. Big and ugly, like her cousin. She's already. I mean, if she's green, she's hulked out. That's all she needs. She doesn't need to be the.
Yeah, so, I agree.
So she was ugly, and Hellcat was ugly, and Tigra. How can you uglify Tigra? I guess it can be done because she was ugly. It was, and weird, distorted. Like the art, it just wasn't my thing. The story, however, is still cool. There's this mysterious blue file that She-Hulk is investigating, and it's got some sort of hypnosis code word attached to it, so that when people hear the code word, they go banana cakes, and the story's not done, I don't think. I think they're going to let it simmer in the background for a little while, but there's definitely more to it.
Who's writing that?
Charles Soule.
Oh, okay. One of those free issues I was... talking about, like, summer thing was that letter 44 of his. I read the first issue. That's actually pretty good.
I've heard good things.
I might get more of that.
He does good stuff. I tend to like whatever he's written. I've tended to like, so I will have to check out more of his stuff.
I'm just dropping Swamp Thing. Speaking of Charles Soule, because it's just. It's dragging. It is so. And it almost seems like they're killing time till there's some bigger event coming up with the character. But no offense to Charles Soule, but he, for some reason, it's just not working like his She-Hulk works for me.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, you know, you speak about that because I love the Daredevil thing that Wade's doing, but that Hulk book he did. Two issues in, I was done. So that's kind of strange. And he walked off of that new one that they restarted. I think Alan Davis is on it now. Did you guys know? Did you ever read Empire when he did that?
I never did. I've read a couple of issues here and there and liked it, but I didn't ever.
Well, on his website on Thrillbent, they're bringing it. They brought it back.
Yeah.
You pay $4 a month to get to that. Everything, most of everything else is free as far as I know. But I mean, you know, I love that. So when they first announced it, I signed up for it and got a PDF DRM free of that Empire, that the trade, because the rights went back to him and Barry Kitson away from DC. Because he took it to DC after that, whatever the Guerrilla Comics or Ape Comics or whatever the hell they did, they tried to do, and it failed. And they reprinted all of it and then did a whole full six issues. Well, I've got the trade of that physical, but they've got a PDF of it what you know you can download once you sign up. And every other Wednesday is a new thing, and I just got through catching up on it the other day, and it is mind-blowingly good stuff.
It's been a while since I've read them. I will have to check it out.
Yeah. But...
Can I go back to Charles Soule real quick?
Yeah, sure, sorry.
He is writing... No, no, it's okay. I apologize. I just happened to look at
the... No, website. That's fine. We're all freeform here. We have no agenda, so hit it.
Seven ongoing series right
really?
Now.
Really?
In addition, yeah. From DC, he's got Swamp Thing, Red Lanterns, and Superman, Wonder Woman. From Marvel, he's got Thunderbolts, She-Hulk, Inhuman. And then he's writing a Death of Wolverine miniseries, as well as a Death of Wolverine one-shot.
I think Thunderbolts is ending soon.
And then he's also got Letter 44 over there at Oni. So
yeah, yeah.
He...
More power to him, man.
But is it any wonder that Swamp Thing got boring and that...
Well, that might all be his fault, though.
I understand. I'm just saying that it's...
No, I understand what you're saying.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yep.
But I really liked that Letter 44. That was a good book. I liked the concept of it. I might have to read more of it.
Sorry.
No, you're good, man.
And Mark Waid is his Daredevil is I'm so loving Daredevil right now.
Oh yeah, that is awesome. I've never been a fan of it until he took it. I really do enjoy it. That's one of those ones that I subscribe to and look forward to it every month that comes out.
This latest issue with the death of Foggy Nelson.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, was that good?
Yes, it was. I heard. Saw something that a lot of people were loving it. So,
If you have not read it yet, it's worth taking that. It's a full read. I mean, it's not a normal monthly comic that we expect nowadays, where you get 10 minutes and you're done. This is
no, yeah. You have to invest some brain power into it for sure. It's really good.
But yes, he kills off Foggy Nelson.
Yep. Necessary, but sad.
Well, spoilers.
Yes,
dead.
Spoilers.
He's not dead, but it's clever the way he kills him off and then doesn't, and he keeps Matt Murdock tightly involved with the Avengers and the Marvel Universe, but at the same time is his own take on it. And finally, Hank Pym is a heroic character, which he doesn't get to be very often.
Yeah, he's done. That's happened several times in his book.
I'll tell you, if Mark Waid ever said, "Hey, I'm going to do a Hank Pym comic book,"
yeah, because I don't know how many times he's shown up.
And if they do it, I mean, how are they going to do an Ant-Man movie and not have an Ant-Man comic book? So
well, that won't stay for long.
See, they'll
bring that Lang guy in. What'd you say, Murray?
Well, they'll have to have a suit. By the time the movie is out, there will definitely be an Ant-Man comic or mini or something.
That's probably slower in getting done than usual since they've had a director walk off. And
Either way, it's totally happening. So they'll have a series of some kind.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Have freaking Michael Douglas in it. It's gonna be great.
Sure. What else? How about the Nightcrawler series?
Forgot about that.
Yeah, I've got four. I need to read the fourth issue. I like Amazing X-Men a lot better, but I wish they'd figure out who's doing the art, the writing, and the art and everything. It's like I come in, and it's like a totally different character, different set. Every arc, story arc. And Aquaman, I was back on for a while, but it's boring again. And Aquaman and others, I lost its luster for me already. Those characters are interesting, but not interesting enough, I think, for a monthly.
I didn't grab Aquaman and the others, but I'm still enjoying Aquaman. I think that's it's a good little read month in, month out, but...
Oh, I'll tell you what, my favorite book I've read in quite a while, though, is Robin Rises Omega. That book...
Now, I've heard really good things and really terrible things.
Well, one of the things that was good was it several pages of it pretty much gives the whole Damien history and establishes that things that happened pre-52 still happened, pre-New 52. And brings you up to speed. So you haven't had to read the entire Batman and Robin book before and after New 52 to know what's going on. And then it thrusts you into it. Of course, I had to go back to the Batman and Robin before that, and because I misread something, and then it made sense. But, and it's going to go, I don't know how many other issues are going to be in it, but that was just so cool. I enjoyed it.
I like when he tried to beat Shazam to a pulp and just ended up bloodying his own fist.
That was good stuff, yeah.
But the one thing it did prove, though, is that nobody draws Batman without a shirt but still has his cowl on better than Neil Adams ever did. So.
Yeah, I have to admit, that was something.
Whoever it was, I can't remember who drew that this Robin Rises issue, but he tried to redo that sequence when Ghoul and Batman were sword fighting in the desert back in the day, the Neil Adams and Denny O'Neil and Neil Adams run, and it had that basically a stat of the Batman fighting shirtless, but still having his cowl on.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody does it better than Neil Adams.
It was Kubert, Andy Kubert.
Well, Andy Kubert should not have tried to do that panel.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they didn't do very much of it, but they were. I mean, they went all the way back to stuff from the 70s and covered it. I mean, you know, the whole thing. And yeah, it's good stuff. Went through, covered stuff that happened in Batman and Son, covered stuff that happened into Final Crisis even, which I was shocked. You got the him dying, quote unquote, and going back into time. They covered that. That story with that nobody character. I mean, they got it all in there. It was awesome.
It'll be interesting when they bring Damien back. There was a line in the latest issue of Uncanny X-Men where the Beast is, you know, She-Hulk actually asks the Beast if Charles Xavier is really dead, you know, because this is the life we live, is what she says to him. And it reflects back onto the Robin story, which is, yeah, these characters, they live in their own world within the comic book world where they come back to life frequently.
So yeah,
it's not unheard of, and even for a grounded character like Batman saying, "Yeah, he's not bringing him back alive from Apocalypse."
Yeah, well, if anybody would do that, he would. It makes perfect sense to me, really, considering who Batman is. That with everything he's gone through in the last couple of years, that he would go and try to get him back. I'm not surprised at all. I know it's kind of far-fetched, but they brought Jason Todd back. Why not bring Damien? I mean, you know, at least it makes more sense than a punch in continuity that gets cracked and all of a sudden he's alive. I mean, it made a hell of a lot more sense than that. They've set it up pretty good. So...
we'll see.
Well, yeah, he hasn't back yet. And not necessarily going to be Damien either. Heard that talked about, that it might be somebody else.
Yeah, but it'll be Damien.
It should be. I love that character at the end. He finally got okay and not a little shit. And then he gets a sword through the chest. Oh, that's so mad. I didn't think that was going to happen. I really didn't. I had not read what Robin I'm sorry.
They can tease you and they'll make you think one thing or the other, but it'll be
good. Yeah, I don't know where I read it. I hadn't read what Morrison said about having a bad ending to the whole deal. And, you know, if I'd read that then, I wouldn't, well, oh yeah, they are going to kill him off. But it, yeah. So, what's up with Hawkeye, man? Anybody know?
It's coming to an end.
Really?
Sounds like it.
Love that book.
Well.
And there's Revival. I'm trying to catch back up on that. What?
I'm just saying, by the time the final issue comes out, it'll be like that. I don't know. It's like, it's like way behind, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, actually, yeah. Behind.
So, enjoy what you've had.
Yes, 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 I will.
It's been a while since an issue's come out.
I don't even know. I mean, I've got it subscribed. I haven't seen one in a while.
Speaking of a book that's been a while since coming out, it was 3 months between issues of Edison Rex.
Yeah, I noticed that. And I re-downloaded all of them, and I'm going to read through them again so I can read that back matter, because I just totally skipped over it the first time around. So I've got like 14 of them sitting there. It might have to do with him getting his... whatchamacallit, iZombie getting picked up for a TV show.
It has nothing to do with the show. He said so.
Really?
He's getting paid and walking away.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe he took a little vacation. Get a big chunk of dough. I mean...
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I figured he'd be involved since it was his character, but they still have the rights, don't they?
He has already said he's a guy who's not involved.
Huh. I hadn't heard that. That's too bad.
It really was. The latest issue of Edison Rex was very good.
I'll have to catch that on that, too. I'm behind on my reading.
Well, all that.
So what now?
It sets a new status quo.
Oh, well, that's always good. Is it a bold new direction, or...?
It is, in fact, a bold new direction.
Oh, no.
Oh, my wife said it's a whole new world.
That's funny. Green Arrow's pretty good. Well, at least until Lemire leaves. I've been reading it. Still reading Earth 2, but I don't know why.
Oh, I like it.
It's okay. I really did enjoy John's and... what's his name? Damn it. John Romita Jr. on Superman. Waiting for another issue of that. I enjoyed it. At least I did, anyway. What else we got in here? I know Caleb doesn't agree, but I kind of like Justice League United.
I like that one, too. Mm-hmm. What don't you like about it, Caleb?
What don't I like about it? You know what? I don't know. I can't really put it into words. I'm just not enjoying it. It's too... I guess it's too throwback for me. I mean, I like fun comics as much as the next person, but...
You think he's trying too hard to do the... Bahaha, JLA.
No, there's no bahaha in it. It's just
there's a little.
It's okay. I know what it is. It's kind of boring.
I could see that too, but I just like the. I don't know, something about the characters you pick. I kind of like.
I don't know. Maybe it's just I don't know. It's just it's not hooking me in any way. I mean, I'll pick up the Legion issues that are coming out, but I'm...
Yeah, that goes without saying. Duh.
I wish that I could get the words. I'm sorry. I wish I could. I mean, I don't like the art very much.
That's cool.
It's not... I'm not enjoying the dialogue very much.
Well, I'll be the first one to admit that I am not as enamored with Jeff Lemire as a lot of people are. There's some of his stuff that he's done that has been I just didn't really care for. I mean I like it. I don't love it. Let's put it that way.
Sweet Tooth is good when I read it, and
I read a couple issues of that. It didn't do anything for me.
His Green Arrow is freaking amazing.
Oh, I know. I went and picked up all the issues when they were, you know.
But
you told me that.
But part of the amazing of Green Arrow lately. Is Sorrentino's art. It's not just the writing.
Yeah, I agree.
The art. The art is freaking mind-blowing.
Yep, I agree totally. And I don't think I'll be reading Wonder Woman after that creative team leaves either.
No. I'm this whole new direction.
What?
Wait to see what the whole new direction is.
I don't know. It sounds like they're going to dump everything that was done and just start over to me, from what I've read.
Well, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Well, I mean, that's just a good time to just cut one. Cut a title. In my opinion, but anyway.
Alright, well. The Super Doom stuff has been treading water. It's not bad, but it's not been great.
I haven't read any Superman book in a while, except for that Superman with Johns and the other. I'm trying to think what else I read that I really enjoyed.
Peter David is setting on fire with both X-Factor and Spider-Man 2099.
So see, I wanted to check out X-Factor, and I never did. I need to dig that up. X-Factor is really
good, and Spider-Man 2099, at least the first issue, was solid.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, Peter David has still got it, just like Mark Waid. I mean, sort of that, you know, somehow these guys, you know, consistently are good.
Oh, well, Peter David has the same, because I've read a lot of his actual novels, too. He has a way, him in my opinion, Waid both have a way to make the characters very three-dimensional to me. That you can actually believe that they are real. Johns, I like him, at least most of the time. Well, the stuff that he did with the Sinestro Corps War and things like that were because it was just like the holy crap factor of, you know, not necessarily his characterization, though. Of course, when he left, all those people left those Green Lantern books, they all sucked as far as I'm concerned. I dropped every one of them. So I think the characterization was part of it, too, I guess. But anyway.
Well, Murray, if you're looking for fun, X-Factor's fun. And Gambit's finally an enjoyable character. So
I think Daredevil's fun in its own way.
Yeah, oh, I agree. Even though they killed Foggy Nelson. I'm kidding.
Yeah. I think Justice League 3000 is fun.
Yes.
In a way.
Yes.
I enjoy it immensely.
That made the U-turn into good after a couple of mediocre issues.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's it. Maybe it's just maybe that's what needs to happen with Justice League United, Murray. Is it needs to, for me as a reader, he hasn't found a story point that I care about. I don't care about that. What multi-alien.
That's an old character.
But I know who the character is. I just don't care.
Yeah. No, I can understand that.
I don't care about Byth or whatever his name is. I don't care about Ran or Thanagar. None of that interests me.
The next storyline.
Yeah, might be.
It'll be the next storyline then.
Isn't the next storyline the Legion one?
That's a couple months off, I think.
Well, it's close, though, because we've got August, and then September's the Futures End jump ahead, and then October, so
I think... Yeah, it's not too far off.
We've just got an issue or two, and one of them will be a spotlight on the new character, and then I think it's Legionville, so it's just around the corner, even though it's months away. It's right in the middle of report card season, is what it is.
Oh, well, okay.
Mm-hmm. As long as you have your touchstone point in your life, there you got it.
It's all got to be drawn together.
Yeah.
And I'd also like to say, even though Zero Year has drawn out unbelievably long, I have enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, yeah, that 8 million part Batman story.
Yeah, but it's been really, really good, though.
That's good.
For me.
As long as it's good.
I
just want him to punch the Riddler in the face and be done with it.
That's probably coming.
I know. It's just taking a while to get there.
Yeah.
Boy, is it taking a while to get there. Talking about treading water.
Yeah, they've taken way too long on that. Huh?
Yes, they have. I'm sorry. It's just it's been interminable. Hey, if you want to read a fun comic book, the latest issue of Avengers World is very cute.
Yeah.
they finally use the characters of Sunspot and Cannonball, finally, after inducting them to the Avengers.
I hate the way they characterize them. I think that's one of the things that made me stop reading it, actually.
Well, you'll like the latest issue. It's clever. It's funny. It's cute. Anyhow, Batwoman, Mark and what is it, Mark and
Draco. Yes, and Joplin native, Joplin, Missouri native, Jeremy Hahn does the art on that, at least for now. He's moving to another book I just read on his Facebook feed.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
I haven't read any of it, but I hear it's good.
It's solid. It's, yeah. I don't mind it. Well, you know, like, it's...
It's four color, and we've lost Murray. He's lost audio.
Oh, okay. I just thought he was doing four. There. Where's he at? Oh, I can barely hear you. I can hear you just a little bit. You back?
I'm here.
Okay, so it's
it's solid. It's a good. It's. Yeah. Solid book. I keep thinking I'm going to drop it, and then there's always like one or two little things each issue that make me think, I'll read the next one.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't mind it. Like, I like that there's new characters. I like that we're getting lots of personal life stuff for Batwoman there. Yeah, I'm still with it for now.
To their credit, too, like, there's no need to be digging up those other... I mean, I'm sure they're great. I'm sure there were some really good moments, but we don't have to read the prior 30 issues or 20-some-odd issues in order to understand what's going on in the book.
Yeah, well, that's good.
He's setting the status quo, and he's keeping it, you know, and not in a ham-handed way, but he keeps reminding the reader, here's the status quo, and here's who she is, here's who her supporting cast is, and enjoy it for what it is. I think it's a if he can't do Manhunter, this is a good replacement for that.
Okay, that's good to know. I might eventually pick that up.
Because Manhunter is one of those pre New 52 books that got a shaft with the New 52.
Yeah, it was a fan favorite. I never did get to read any of it. But I know it was big time fan favorite, so.
It's a good read. I've got four of the trades, I think. I don't think I have the last one, but it's a good read. You should seek it out.
It's probably because it's a legacy character, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
What I thought.
Yeah, I don't remember what his Mark something or other, the Manhunter.
Yeah.
And there was the Walter Simonson Manhunter. And
well, no, I mean, she was related to something like the JSA or something like that, her character. It seemed like to me, or the weapon she used was.
Well, Kate Spencer, yeah, she was. Who was her?
Kate Spencer was. Was it Iron Monroe and...
Might be. Fury?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Not Fury. Phantom Lady, maybe Ant?
Hmm?
Was Phantom Lady related to her, an ant or something? No. It was Iron Monroe and
Flight
Fox? Or was that a guy?
Kate Spencer. Blah, 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 blah. First female, eighth one. Patient history, fictional character.
Her grandfather was Iron Monroe.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
And her grandmother was Sandra Knight, the Phantom Lady. Good call. There you go.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop. I mean, she's related to Jack Knight.
Hmm?
Her third cousin.
True grandfather was not the original Adam. That's who she thought it was. Actually, Iron Monroe, and that her grandmother was, yeah, Phantom Lady. Okay. Monroe was apparently unwilling to deal with his girlfriend's pregnancy. She was taken by Pratt to a home for unwed mothers. Yes. I was just reading that. Thank you for posting that.
Oh, the internets.
Yes.
Where would we be without them?
Interesting.
So, to sum it up, it's been as much as I'm culling titles, I'm not dropping, tens of titles. As a matter of fact, real quick aside, I've actually sucked someone into reading comic books in the last.
Yeah, I saw your post about that.
This guy I work with, Adam, I don't remember how we started talking about it. I think he was watching one of the Avengers movies or something, and I said, oh, you should try some of the comics that they're based on. And he did, and he went, oh, that was cool. You got any other recommendations? And he is now, he's read all the Watchmen, the Dark Knights. He's started, from the first, back in, he read Amazing Fantasy 15 and was reading all those early Spider-Man issues. And I got him reading the Sandman book right now. It's, I don't want to throw a lot of the new stuff at him just because I hate to say it, but there's too much crap involved in it. But to that point,
there is
a lot of great things going on.
Mm-hmm. If you look for it, yeah.
Yeah, from many companies, not just Marvel, DC. There's the Valiant. There's Dynamite. There's Oni. And Image. I mean, Walking Dead. I mean, if nothing else, Walking Dead will keep you entertained every month in and month out. My rant is done.
No, that's cool, man.
Okay, thanks.
So let's see.
I'm on a short time frame here. I got someone that's gonna come to the house here in about.
Yeah. No, that's cool. I was just about to say we need to wrap this up. So, I think we covered everything pretty good. Lots of positive things. I was just reading about Manhunter's stuff, though. Suits from the Dark Stars. The gauntlet was from Azrael, and the staff was somebody that had a during an Eclipso attack. Interesting. Did not know that.
And she was a single mother lawyer as well.
Yes, yes. Okay, so here we are. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, what was I going to say? Oh, yes. As always, you can email at podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com and let us know what you think. Or you can join us on a Facebook page and chat about all kinds of geeky things. And you can also comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. I think I need a nap. I'm tired. Sorry about that. Just all of a sudden, waves hit me. But anyway, that's about it here. Is that it for you guys?
I'm done. Yeah, I'm through.
Yep. All right, here we go. That is it. We are out.